Do you remember the documentary Super Size Me? The one where the film's director and star, Morgan Spurlock, ate nothing but McDonald's for a month? Well, now Spurlock is back, curating an art exhibit at the Kimball Art Center dedicated to the Sundance Film Festival. Super Size Me premiered at the festival along with many other projects Spurlock has done. His project this year is called 33, celebrating 33 years of the independent spirit and Sundance Film Festival.
Sundance creates everlasting art. It's art that gets into your heart, it gets into your soul, it gets into your mind and infects you in a way that you can't let go. You can't quit that art. And it has a deep, profound effect on you. And this festival has changed my life. I think the art that has come out of it has changed so many other people's lives. And I wanted this show to kind of represent that kind of cross-cultural, global, personal impact that it has on all of us.
As I walked around the gallery, I saw some familiar faces. I saw a painting called Napoleon, Napoleon. It's a punny portrait of Napoleon Dynamite dressed as Napoleon the General. Another piece I saw called Tarantino is a sculpture of director Quentin Tarantino's head with a missing ear, which is a reference to his first film Reservoir Dogs that premiered at Sundance in 1992. The exhibit includes 33 different pieces of art that have a connection to the film festival in some way.
Well, for me, the connection is it's the independent spirit. You know, I think that now more than ever, kind of the independent mind of art and the power of art and what it can say and what it can do and how it can shape the way we look at the world is incredibly important. This matters, and this is important, and as we go to work every day and we fight for things every day, if you're not fighting for art and the power of art, then what in the world are we fighting for?
The exhibit will be at the Kimball Art Center in Park City until February 12th. For more information on the exhibit and to view some artwork, go to upr.org. Reporting from Park City, this is Danny Hayes for Utah Public Radio News.